What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What steps even higher. Doesn't mean I'm over. Cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you.
All right, let's check in at Ryder Training Camp as we've done every morning, and we'll continue from Saskatoon. I'm joined by CJME Ryder reporter Britton Gray. Good morning, Britton.
Good morning.
I suspect you have knowledge of who stood out yesterday and who caught your eye. Let's start there.
Joe Robustelli on the offensive side of the ball. He caught two deep passes from Trevor Harris for touchdowns. He had a really good day there. I thought in terms of running backs, Mario Anderson showed off his speed and athleticism there, so I thought he had some really good days. And then on defense, Eric Black along the defensive line really shone in one-on-ones there. He ran over Zach Fry at one point, had a couple other good moves. He was well. And then with the wind, it was so windy yesterday, Craig, that the quarterbacks had some troubles with the passes. A couple balls left out there a little bit too long, and that led to DeMarcus Fields, Marcus Sales, and Kerfala Exume with an opportunity to come up with some big interceptions. So those all really stood out yesterday.
Focus a little more on the rookies that are at the camp there. Is anyone standing out, rising to the top yet in your eye?
I thought Ollie Saad actually had a really good day yesterday. He came in late, of course. He had those San Francisco 49ers rookie camps. So I thought he had a really good day in one-on-ones and showing his speed. For him, he hasn't really played the Canadian game. He went to high school in Michigan, so he's really learning the little nuances of that. But it's already looking like the Riders' first-round pick this year might be a contributor early this season.
Okay, now you did mention it was really windy yesterday, but it was also the first day of the pads being introduced. So how did that change the practice?
Well, the intensity was ramped up. Corey Mace did a good job of that by getting a drill where everyone got together and kind of watched one-on-ones, cheering on the defense and offense. That helped amp up the intensity. But, of course, there was a fight at Riders training camp yesterday during one of the team drills. Some punches were thrown. Offensive lineman Julius Boileau and defensive lineman Justin Jefferson were sent to the locker room. Corey Mace said, "We like the intensity. A scrum's fine, but as soon as you throw punches, you're done." So they got sent to the locker room. But overall, great intensity from this team yesterday.
All right, just to be clear, you're done for the day. You're not done, period, are you?
Well, we'll see. Yes. So yesterday was cut day. Cuts had to be into the CFL by midnight yesterday. I'm still waiting on the Riders' list of who they have released. So we'll see if that means they're done, or if it was just sent to the locker room for the day.
All right. So I had to cut it down to 75 as of last night. So what's on the docket for today then?
Well, once again, once those cuts come out, now it's really, you start to kind of really fine-tune and give kind of the guys who flashed early more of an opportunity to get used to the offense or defense or wherever they are and start slowly building. The green and white game on Saturday there in Saskatoon's kind of the dress rehearsal game. They'll run through everything, what they want to do pregame, how it looks, how it feels. And then all of a sudden we're already starting to prepare for a preseason game, right? They face the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in Winnipeg. So now we're at the point now where it's about fine tuning. Some guys might flash, but the coaches should have a good idea about who's really impressed them thus far.
Okay. So, and you're adjusting to road life there, covering the Riders. Like what's it like for you? Hotel life, probably microwave popcorn at the end of the day, sitting there on your bed, watching all the sports on TV.
Absolutely. You know, just watch some hockey. At least the NHL playoffs are on. And enjoy a good meal while I'm out here.
All right.
And make sure I'll be energized for the next day, Greg.
Well, good reporting. As always, we'll check in tomorrow, my friend. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to it.
Well, last year, Nickelback rocked the last night of Country Thunder. This year, those guys right there, Def Leppard will. It's Country Thunder July, one of the biggest parties, and all week long we've been giving out free tickets. And man, this has been fun this morning. I'm inviting you, and this is your last chance. So listen up. If you want in on the draw this morning, you got to text me at 1-877-300-7275 and share with me who you think has been your favorite artist you've ever seen out at Craven. It doesn't matter if you go back to the days of Big Valley or when it went rock for a short time. I was thinking about this and looking back, man, some of the entertainment over the years, you diehard fans, if you go back far enough from the early days, 1983, Roy Orbison was there. year later, Conway Twitty, Willie Nelson in 1986, Johnny Cash in 1987. The Judds were superstars in the 90s. They played Craven. 93, there was Dolly and Waylon Jennings on the same bill. And through the 2000s, Tim McGraw, Alan Jackson, Taylor Swift played there in 09, and Eric Church a few times through the 2000s. And I think some of you old-timers might want to say Garth Brooks is your favorite. Because, yeah, 1991, I'll never forget that. I was there for that year. That is quite a story, too. Organizers had booked him for $15,000 early in the year, 1991, and that was a steal because by the time he arrived to play Craven that year, his price had gone up because his star was rising, and now he was demanding $150,000. But at the time, he never asked organizers to meet the difference because he wanted to honor the original deal of $15,000, and nowadays he's getting like $2 million in appearance here. But Garth in 1991, that's the year, too, where you know, he was famous for wearing his cowboy hat and that wireless mic around his chin there, and he scaled the scaffolding of the stage, and a lot of people looked up and thought, how many pilsners that guy had? That was quite the moment in Craven history. Is that what your favorite? 1-877-300-7275. Looking over, we're getting a ton of texts now. This is a nice one. Kim Carey and Lumsden reminded me about Alabama. Yeah, I love Alabama. They were there in 92. And Kim said, my dad worked there on the crew, and he got his front row, and he even caught a pick from Jeff Cook on guitar. Ken just said, Greg, I enjoyed Garth Brooks back in the early 90s, too. Thank you for that story. Stacy from Carnduff said, Keith Urban is pretty damn entertaining. Okay, everyone who is telling me this now, you're going in the draw, and I'll make it after 8 o'clock. Frank is my producer. He puts everyone's name into a draw barrel, and he selects one name at random, and I'll announce that winner coming up between 8 and 8:30. So keep them coming. Loving reading who you enjoyed at Craven. All right, still ahead here. This morning, we have Kevin Martell popping in, and he's going to talk about how the city executive meeting is discussing today what might happen to the old Taylor Field space. A few ideas they're looking over there. And only one game in the NHL last night. The Jets lost, but tonight, doubleheader night, 5 o'clock. The Leafs take on the Panthers, and that series all tied up. It's a best of three now. And the Oilers could wrap up their series against the Knights in Vegas if they win. Game time on that one is 7:30.
Fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
May long weekend is pretty close now. It's the unofficial start of summer for most of us. You kind of get in that mood, don't you, of thinking, okay, I got a cabin, let's get out there, open her up, get some friends, suck them into thinking they're coming over for a beer when really you're getting them in the lake to put the dock in. Maybe just wander around some greenhouses, looking over all the bedding plants and start planting in the backyard. Camping, fishing. It all be done this long weekend, and Jason Mattity is from getfishing.ca, joins me right now. And let's start, Jason. Where does one go fishing this May long? Do you think it's as easy as casting from the shoreline, or do you need a boat to get into the lake?
Well, you know, it's always interesting because when we're getting into the long weekend, that's the unofficial, official start of summer. So the good news about that time, that, if you will, date on the calendar is the season in southern Saskatchewan, so sort of south of Prince Albert is the best way to describe it. That opened May 5th. May 15th is when north of Prince Albert to little past LaRange opens. Geographically speaking, anyway, two-thirds of the province are open for fishing. We just have to wait till the 25th for the extreme north all the way up to the Northwest Territories border to open. But it's on like Donkey Kong, as they say, for most of the province.
I find this May long weekend for campers, you know, they might have a new RV, new tent, or something new they want to try out. It's a learning experience. Is it like that in fishing? Like, if you got a new rod and reel, and maybe can you stand just on the edge of the lake and cast and get lucky?
Absolutely. And you talk about time of the year and the timing for the shore angler, and that time is now. And the reason is because the fish are shallow. The way this works is after a long, icy cold winter where you have a lot of lethargic fish, we have to realize this is an animal that can live in water that's as low as 1 degree Celsius because they are cold-blooded and they can regulate their body temperature to the environment that they're in. That's how they survive out there in those conditions. When the water starts to warm, they start to eat. And what does that mean? They start to bite lures. That's why now is the best time to try every lure in your tackle box throwing from shore, because those fish are shallow. They're accessible to the shore angler. They're in 1 to 2 feet of water. They're often easier for the shore angler to catch fish now at this time of year than the boat angler for that reason. So absolutely get out there and cast every shoreline you can find, and there'll be fish running along it, especially the ones with what I call southern exposure, the north sides of the lake that get the most heat units coming into those over the course of the day.
Jason Mattity, we're planning our summer out here, and there might be a family listening who's got some young kids, want to take up fishing for the first time. And if you were to assist someone in planning a good fishing getaway for this summer, what might you suggest?
If it's for a family, and it really kind of depends on the age, you know, like, fishing does demand patience. And in a world where we don't have any, that can be really, really hard, especially for newcomers to the sport. It's amazing, though, because people who have maybe a lot of high anxiety, sometimes putting a rod in their hands, exposing them to nature, it's amazing to watch it melt away. Just the process of casting and retrieving is enough. For others, you may want to add other activities, like make sure if you're going to a camp or whatever, they maybe offer a swimming area, maybe a nature hike. Don't necessarily make it all about the fishing unless you know that the group you're with wants it to be all about fishing. And then you can decide, okay, am I going to do a fishing trip way up north? Is it going to be a fly-in where that's all we're doing and we're pursuing big pike, big walleye, big lake trout, right? So it really kind of depends. You got to know your audience, you know, more than anything else, to make sure it's a successful trip.
That's awesome advice. Jason Mattity, getfishing.ca. Guaranteed perch this May long. Where am I going?
I think I always like to recommend Buffalo Pound. There's a little lake in the Duck Mountain Provincial Park called Jackfish Lake. Oddly, you're going to get more perch there than jackfish. Throwing a line in at Kenosi is always a good bet to pick up a perch or two as well.
Jason Mattity, I've loved talking to you again about fishing, and thank you so much. Have a great May long.
You bet. And the most important thing, Greg, is get out there and get fishing.
All right, I've got a call. Frieda Ferguson out of Strasburg. She was yesterday's guaranteed weather contestant. I was off, and the jackpot pretty beefy. I'm trying to track her down, let her know she's a winner. I think I have her on the line here. Frieda, are you there? Is that you?
Yes.
It's Greg Morgan. You ever heard of me?
From the morning show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Have you heard about guaranteed weather then?
Yes, I have.
You know how that works, right? I guarantee the weather. If I'm off by three or more, you win.
Correct.
Did you enter that contest?
Yes, I did.
Well, good thing you did, because I blew it yesterday and your name had been called out.
Oh, sweet.
All of Strasburg knew. Did you not know?
No, I did not. I work on road construction, and so I wasn't able to really listen.
Well, I don't think I'm going to pay you enough to give up that job and retire early. But I am going to make your May long. You ready for this?
Sure.
I've got a jackpot of $350 that I'm giving to you.
Right on! That is great news. That is awesome.
I know it's always the question, what are you going to do with the money? It's hard to figure out when you're put on the spot, but I got to ask, do you have any plans to spend $350 on something?
Maybe my bills. That's about it.
Hey, well, $350 you can spend however you want. You could pay off some bills or just treat yourself. Maybe a new yellow vest to be spotted on the road on the construction site.
Yes, it would be, and it would be a pink one as well.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy your cash. And I know, I feel like the prize man here right now. I've got another prize. I said I would award a pair of tickets in order to enjoy Craven Country Thunder this July. These are two weekend passes, so valued at over $650 by the time you pay all the fees. This is a big prize. And I was inviting you to share who was your favorite artist you saw ever at any one of the Craven venues, whether it be Country Thunder, the Big Valley Days, or when it rocked. But randomly, Frank has chosen a winner. We had a lot of fun responses. Garth Brooks was fantastic, some said. Randy Travis, Kenny Rogers, Johnny Cash came up from 87. There are so many of you who shared some good messages here. But, okay, Frank, give it here. Here's the grand prize winner who said, memory of Craven, loves seeing Brad Paisley with tons of people having lampshades on their heads. Wow, you guys are quite the partiers. Also love Toby Keith and Big Rich at Craven. Tracy Dittman from Regina shared that with us. Hey, congratulations, Trace. You got the weekend passes, and I'm going to tell you right now, be watching the CJME Morning Show Facebook page next, because starting tomorrow, one of your last chances going into the long weekend here. I've got not one, but a pair of weekend passes. Be watching my CJME Morning Show Facebook page for your cue to enter there, and I'll explain a little further tomorrow, okay? Coming up in just a few moments, Kevin Martell takes over here and gives you the very latest on how the city is going to be looking at the executive meeting today about whether or not they should do something about the old Taylor Field location. Looking for some money and maybe revitalize that. I'll get some greater detail on that when Mayor Chad Baczynski joins me for his weekly visit tomorrow. Evan Bray's show is on the way. Prime Minister Carney revealed his new cabinet. That will be examined. There are 24 new faces. An equal amount of men and women, 28 in total sworn in. Carney trying to distance himself from Trudeau ministers because only a dozen remain, and there are 15 rookie ministers. And he bolstered the Prairie representation, too, for the first time since 2019. Saskatchewan, represented by former NDP MLA and current Liberal MP, Buckley Belanger. He got a Secretary of State title. More on that with Evan Bray. Starting at 8:30.